Welcome back to the Yahoo Finance Live Holiday Takeoff Travel Special. We are at one of New York City's major train terminals, the Moynihan Train Hall, and we've got with us the president of Amtrak, Stephen Gardner, to talk about people hitting the rails, and thank you for joining us. Are you 100% back to the kind of train schedule we had before the pandemic, and if not, how far do we have to go to get there?
Thanks, Adam. No, we're still a few percentages below our normal schedule pre-pandemic. So we're about 90%, depending on the region of the country. And we're having, throughout the year, an increase in service as we see demand growing over through the holiday period and then, of course, into next year.
And we should point out, by the way, we are wearing masks inside this ginormous train terminal, because the CDC requires us to wear masks, and they've not set a deadline as to when that would change. On the trains, you have to wear a mask as well, correct?
Absolutely.
What kind of protocol does Amtrak have in place on the trains? For instance, the airlines like to point out they have these ventilation systems with HEPA filters. What about on the trains?
Yeah, so our trains have really been a very safe way to travel throughout the pandemic. We have, of course, a mask mandate, as you just mentioned, a whole touchless process where you can get your ticket on your phone and be able to have it scanned remotely from our conductors. Great circulation throughout the equipment. Unlike an airline, we, of course, stop every 20 or so miles. The whole train gets fresh air. We have circulation throughout the cabin. Every 5 minutes, a complete replacement of that air. So we've had really good experience so far, and people have been telling us that they feel safe on board Amtrak.
I think we have some video, by the way, of this lovely brand new train hall here in New York City. If you're familiar with Manhattan, we're right across the street from Penn Station. This is now where Amtrak and Long Island Railroad, a lot of trains are departing from this terminus. This was a huge project. You're counting on new federal money to upgrade the system. Where do we stand? For instance, the tunnel that if you ride from Washington to come into Manhattan, that tunnel was built, that goes under the Hudson, was built in 1878. When are we getting a new tunnel?
Yeah, so that tunnel is actually built in 1910, but similar age and problem. So we're working on starting that project as part of our Gateway program. Right now we're in the design period, so we're looking to start hopefully construction here in the next couple of years. We're already acquiring the property and getting ready to go. The infrastructure bill that Congress and the administration have been working on would provide the kind of real financial resources we need to get those projects started.
What do you say to people who might say, look, I love to drive because of what we've experienced with COVID. I prefer to drive than to be in some kind of public transportation setting like a train. What would you say to them?
Well, there's nothing that compares to rail travel from the center city to the center city. When we've got reliable, frequent, trip time competitive service, it's the most convenient way to go. And in fact, we've been adding about 500,000 new riders, folks who have never ridden Amtrak before, every month over these past several months, because people see that it's a convenient, reliable way to get from our core cities and to connect to those smaller towns and locations around the country, particularly some of our great national parks. We've seen a lot of increase in ridership for leisure travel and folks looking to explore America by train.
Share with us, if you can, the kind of trends you're seeing just for Thanksgiving and Christmas. We know the airlines talk about bookings being ahead and back to levels we saw in 2019. What are you saying? Yeah.
We're about 70% of bookings pre-COVID, so 2019 levels about 70%. We're about 65 to 70% in ridership, so we're on our way back up. For Thanksgiving, we are seeing strong demand. We really do feel like people are deciding this year to maybe travel, take that trip they didn't take last year to visit friends and family. And so we do expect it to be a busy travel season for us around Thanksgiving at Amtrak.
Having ridden the Acela and the Regional a lot before the pandemic, I have to ask you, pricing. I mean, the Acela, it's a high-speed train. Sometimes it's comparable to the air shuttle between New York and Washington. But the Regional, which only takes 30 minutes longer, was always an incredible bargain. Sometimes it's like $58. What kind of prices are we seeing now?
Yeah, well, we've really extended our prices to really attract a whole new set of folks. As you and all of the travel industry knows, business travel is down, continues to be down. It's starting to come back up, but we've used this as an opportunity to really broaden our pricing, reach a whole new set of travelers, particularly that younger traveler who maybe never took Amtrak before, 18 to 35-year-olds. They have increased their ridership on Amtrak very significantly. And we've been able to attract, as I said, about 500,000 new folks to our system every month. And pricing is a big part of that. Because we have more seats available, we're able to have more flexible pricing, and people have been giving the train a try. And we hope to make them lifelong riders, get them experience like this at Moynihan. They see how great and convenient it can be, and then stay with us.
I got to tell you, you had me at the big wide seats with leg room. But what would you say as we wrap up to people watching right now? Most of us use Amtrak, as you said, intercity. Is there an emphasis to go beyond inner city, maybe the overnight trips, even longer trips?
So our overnight trips have really actually been our best performer throughout the pandemic. People like the ability to have their own private room that you can have in our long distance sleeper trains. And there's a real interest in getting out and traveling across America, particularly visiting those sort of iconic destinations like Glacier National Park. So we have seen an increase in that business. We're busy investing in our fleet and upgrading the quality of our accommodations there to continue that ridership growth, hopefully, as business overall returns.
We wish you and the team at Amtrak the best. Stephen Gardner is Amtrak's president, and we, again, are live here at Moynihan Station. But we're not done yet. As Amtrak would say, ready when you are.